Good morning, and welcome to a special edition of Have Faith, Let It Begin. Why is it special? Because today marks the day after Christmas. Today is Tuesday, December 26th, 2023. How do we conclude our Monday edition of Have Faith, Let It Begin? Because Dr. Iannelli is back? Well, there's only one way. He's taking over the show. Have faith, let it begin. Dr. Iannelli style starts right now.
Have faith, let it begin. When it starts right now.
Welcome to Have Faith. Let it begin. Here's your host, Angel Santana.
Ariel, can you say have faith?
Let it begin.
Let it begin?
Let it begin.
Say have faith.
Let it
begin.
No.
No? Okay.
It's a boy.
Hi, Noah.
Noah! Jesus. Happy birthday, Noah.
Caitlin.
You did amazing.
He just does that sometimes. Noah.
Good morning. You're listening to Have Faith, Let Begin. And it starts right now. How was that, Daddy?
It was good.
Hello, everybody. This is your friend Tommy Iannelli here taking over the Half Faith Let It Begin ship. I have just taken down Angel's flag on top of the mast, and I put up the Jolly Roger, the skull and crossbones, and we have the pirates going, and we are ready to rock and roll. Today is December 26th for our Half Faith Let It Begin listeners, and I have a surprise for Angel Santana. Angel, you know what your surprise is this year?
I'm scared because, you know, he says to me, I'm taking over your show. I said, okay, we're about to record. Let's go. And I have no idea what's going on, folks. What's the surprise?
So the surprise is today's podcast is a joint podcast. Ooh. So today's podcast is both a Have Faith, Let It Begin podcast, as well as the Croc podcast, which will be aired on guess what day? Sunday, December 31st, New Year's Eve. It's going to be great. So we're going to put this podcast on both venues. And I know what you guys are saying. I think you guys are saying, how on earth are we going to get these two groups together to actually be nice to each other? You know, it's like a sixth grade dance. You have the boys on one side, you have the girls on the other side. And God forbid that any of them should ever talk to each other or should, you know, interact in any way. And I know on the surface, guys, it doesn't seem like there's a connection between a cancer survivor podcast and the daily inspirational podcast. You know, our cancer survivor podcast is very specific. It's for our cancer survivor slash thrivers. It's for the doctors, it's for the nurses, it's for the family members of people with cancer, but it is specific to cancer. Then you have Angel's show. Every day, you don't know what you're going to get. Angel doesn't even know what he's going to give you half the time. Sometimes it's inspirational. Sometimes it's funny. Sometimes it's angry. Sometimes it's venting. Sometimes it's psychological, but all the time, it's very sincere. So on the surface, it doesn't appear that the two podcasts have anything together. However, when I thought of the idea, I thought, you know, there is something here and I need to explore it because it's really important that these two podcasts come together as one. And this is the reality. There are many reasons why we're connected. So on the first level, I think that it's because of Angel and because of Rod and because of our creator that the Croc podcast even has a podcast. So when a couple of years ago, before we started the Croc podcast, we were in a transition. We began as a lone voice in the wilderness for cancer survivors because there was nothing out there. We would have meetings every month and people would come by the dozens. And they would come down and they would be fed a meal and they would get a lecture, or they would listen to music, or they would go on a bus and go expand themselves at a museum or at a show, something that made them feel good about themselves, something that they could connect with other survivors, rather than with people who didn't have cancer. We put them together and it was a huge success. And then we transitioned to helping, you know, with the money aspect of the Celebrate Life Half Marathon to help people with cancer who had no money apply for grants that could be then used for either their medical care or for their day-to-day life if they didn't have heat or didn't have rent or couldn't afford their medications. And that was a great honor to do that for 8 years. And then we went into a second transition and I was looking for a venue on how we can continue to support our cancer survivor / thrivers. And that's when my friend Rod connected me with my now brother Angel, and the rest is history. Angel was also in a transition. He was in his, you know, maybe his fourth or fifth year of his podcast, but he was still experimenting. He still hadn't, he had perfected his craft, but he was still trying to discover himself and discover what he was trying to do and what he wanted out there, what he was trying to achieve. And it just seemed like that introduction, Angel always says there are no coincidences. The introduction from Rod between me and Angel, you know, really created a brotherhood. And I think that Angel realized, you know, maybe not even without saying it, that there was a connection between helping survivors and helping just the general public. And Croc became really a spinoff of the Have Faith, Let It Begin, you know, show. I'm going to have you laugh, but in my day, you know, there was the All in the Family, right, with Archie Bunker, then spun off into the Jeffersons, right? Yep. And then you had Happy Days with them dancing in Arnold's. And
Maude.
And then you had Laverne and Shirley, right? You know, that came out of that. So there are all these spinoffs, and I really am proud to say that the Croc Podcast is a spinoff of Have Faith, Let It Begin. And I think that the connection and why I want you guys to really connect as one group, one family rather than two, is because both of our organizations have the same motto. We have the same war cry. We have the same mission statement. You know, we didn't do these podcasts for money. We didn't do these podcasts for fame. We did it to help not a million people, not 1,000 people, not 100 people, one person. If one person would listen to Half Faith, Let It Begin in the early years, if one person would email Angel and ask for prayer, if one person would just text him and say, hey, that was a really funny episode, that's all he wanted. And that's all I wanted. I didn't want any of the other stuff either. I just wanted one survivor, thriver. We just finished a module on kindness and how kindness can help our cancer survivor thrivers. But why can't kindness help anybody? Why couldn't kindness help the Half Faith, Let It Begin audience? There's no reason why the things that we talk about, you know, with our survivors / thrivers couldn't be applicable to everybody, to our people that reach out to Angel's podcast because they're looking to be inspired. They're looking for someone who cares. And we looked at this for many, 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 you know, for now 3 years going, and you think still, Dr. E, there's a difference between a cancer survivor and anyone else. But I think after 3 years of doing this, I think Angel would be the first to agree, there is no difference. Make no mistake, there is no difference between a cancer survivor, thriver, and someone else. There is zero difference. The only difference is survivors have the reality of their limited mortality basically thrown in their face every day because somebody told them they had cancer. But other than that, we are all in the same boat. We may not know it. We may not have to recognize this mortality, but believe me when I tell you, for whom the bell tolls, the bell tolls for thee. We are all absolutely in the same boat, whether we have cancer or we don't have cancer. And we're looking for a place. You guys out there, if you listen to Angel, if you're out there and you listen to me and Angel on the Croc Podcast, you're looking for a place to lessen the burden of your arduous journey, right? Our human journey is like crawling on glass. It is sometimes it's beautiful and wonderful, but sometimes it's tiring and sometimes it's painful. And sometimes you just want to give up and you need a place to go. And that's why you go to Angel. And that's why you listen to Have Faith, Let It Begin. And it's about connecting with others. You know, we're looking for inspiration, both in the subject matters of both of our podcasts, or whether it's the presenter, whether it's Angel inspiring you, or me inspiring you, or a guest that he and I have on our podcast. It really doesn't matter where you get your inspiration, as long as when you're listening, you do feel that inspiration. And we're looking for people to listen and to respond, you know, to our podcast, because we want to take away your fear. We want to take away your isolation. We want to take away your desperation. We want to take away your pain, and we want to soothe you. And we want to soothe you through compassion and through empathy and through education and through prayer and through positivity. And that's where Angel and I have no difference. That's exactly what we both want. We're looking to create a safe place for you guys, a safe place for you guys to learn, a safe place for you to express yourselves, a safe place to be yourself. You don't have to put up any pretenses on Have Faith, Let It Begin. You don't have to impress anyone. You don't have to put up a stiff upper lip if you're a cancer survivor and you're just not in the mood to be nice. You don't have to look good or comb your hair. You can just curl up in your pajamas. You don't have to put on any makeup. You don't have to impress us. You already are loved. If you come to Angel's podcast, you're loved automatically, just like God loves us automatically. If you come to the Croc podcast, you are loved automatically. Without knowing you, without ever having met you, you're immediately loved just by putting on the podcast. And you don't want to go to a place where people want something for you. Every time I listen to a podcast, it sickens me. I've listened to podcasts and the first thing they're doing is they're self-promoting themselves. They're asking you to do something for them. They're asking you to give them money. They're asking for you to give them ratings. They're asking you to give them stars. They're asking you to make them better, to make them richer, to make them more famous. We don't want to ask anything of you. Have Faith, Let It Begin. The Croc podcast want absolutely nothing from you except for you to feel loved and to feel safe and to feel welcome. And you don't have to do anything to earn that from us. All you have to do is show up. So here's what I can promise. Sometimes Angel and I will make you laugh. Sometimes Angel and I will make you cry. Sometimes you're going to get angry at us and you may not agree with us. Sometimes you're just going to feel like you don't know where to go. But I promise you will always feel you are in a place where you can expand and grow. And the most important thing is we want you truly, genuinely, legitimately, from our heart and from our soul, we want you to be the best version of yourself that you can be. And if there's anything that we can do to help you achieve that through anything that comes out of our mouths, through the inspiration of God and the Holy Spirit, that's all we're looking for. So the Croc podcast and Have Faith, Let It Begin are two sides of the same coin. It's not one or the other. It's not two different podcasts. We're complements to each other. We're brothers. We're like mustard and hot dog, man. We're like the cherry on the sundae. Mm-hmm. We are like the childhood prayer that you recite with your kids every night to give them the peace to go to sleep so they know they're going to wake up in the morning. So please, every week, listen to the Croc podcast. Every day, listen to the Have Faith, Let It Begin podcast. See what we have to bring. See if it fits you. Tell us how we're doing. Help us be better, because at the end of the day, we're here for you guys. Angel Santana, you get the last word.
Well, as we close out the new year, and beautiful words, and thank you for the surprise. If anything, that was the best Christmas gift I could ever have been given. Your kind words mean more than you'll ever know. To all the Half Faith Let It Begin and the Croc Podcast, family and nation, we are about to close out a chapter. And each year, we have before us a brand new book. It contains 365 blank pages. Let us fill them with all the forgotten things from last year. The words we forget to say, the love we forgot to show, and the charity we forgot to offer. The new year stands before us like a chapter in a book, waiting to be written, and we can help write the story by connecting the dots and setting our goals. May God be with you. May he shine his light upon you and grant each and every single one of you peace on earth. And on behalf of both podcasts, Merry Christmas, Happy Holidays, and Happy New Year. And never forget,
have faith, let it begin, baby. Happy New Year.
Take care, guys.
Thank you for listening to Have Faith, Let It Begin. We'll be back tomorrow.
Thank you for listening to another episode of Have Faith, Let It Begin. That's right, Ariel. We're done with another show. And it's always great to have this show with you, my love. You know, we're going to encourage each and every person to listen to our show every single weekday. That's right, you and I are going to help change the world. Do you think that you can do that for me? Huh? Yeah, you know you can. She does. We want to let you know, and yes, we encourage you to listen to our show each and every weekday, and it's going to be live at 7:30. Make sure you're subscribed to our show. Make sure you get ready, fasten those seatbelts, because Ariel and I and my family are going to bring you a new topic, a new story each and every day, right? Isn't that right, Ariel? Yeah. And we she's smiling at me. Guys, enjoy your day.
Thank you for listening to Have Faith, Let It Begin. We'll be back tomorrow.